The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Fred Lucas is a chief national affairs correspondent for the Daily Signal. I often read his work on the Daily Signal. He's co-host of the Right Side of History podcast. He's also the author of Abuse of Power, Inside the Three-Year Campaign to Impeach Donald Trump. I happened to notice, I think it was Monday, his recent column on the Daily Signal, Three Keys to Understanding Senator's Proposal to Audit the presidential election. And of course, all eyes are on the nation's capital today as members of the U.S. House of Representatives are expected to vote to object to the certification of the Electoral College votes. We had Congressman Ralph Norman on earlier this morning saying he's going to be one of those. And then, of course, it comes down to the Senate. Senator Ted Cruz is leading the effort for an emergency audit. On our guest line this morning, Fred Lucas. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Doing well. Thanks for having me on.
I enjoyed your column the other day, and I wanted to have you on for a few minutes this morning, Fred, because this is all very confusing of what may and what can happen today. First, give us a brief summary of your column and what Senator Cruz is asking for.
Well, what Senator Cruz and actually 10 other Senate Republicans are asking for concerns basically doing what was done after the disputed 1876 presidential election, which would be an electoral commission set up to investigate the election results in these specific states, or six states where there were big problems. It's not likely to happen. One big difference in going back to 1876 or the 1877, when that commission was actually set up, is that they had a longer amount of time to do it. So it could be that this was maybe a decent idea if they had proposed it in November or even early December. But it's not likely to happen. But it is something that Ted Cruz and these other Republicans have said that they would vote against certifying these results unless this commission is established.
Right. So the likelihood, you believe, in this commission being established, you don't think that's probably going to happen today then?
It's probably not going to happen. It's I just as a Trump victory today is highly improbable too, but a lot of the value of this, a lot of the utility of this would be to get some of these issues out there to the public, since so many have been sort of silenced before.
Sure. Yeah. All right. So let's pretend for a moment that this commission is approved today, and that Ted Cruz and the other members, his colleagues in the U.S. Senate, they get their wish. What are the possibilities? I mean, even if there is a commission and they were successful in doing this emergency audit, is there a way that things could change?
Well, yeah. There's a pathway here. At this audit was put in place, then they could do a 10-day audit that would be completed before, as quickly as they could do a 10-day audit would be, I guess, starting the next day to get the commission appointed quickly. Of course, nothing quickly happens in Washington.
Right.
They could have it done by the 16th of January, which would be 4 days before the inauguration. The audit findings would be sent back to the states, and the state legislatures could then evaluate. And if there was some conclusive evidence of fraudulent voting here, the state legislatures would be under obvious pressure to potentially send another set of electors.
Right. Mm-hmm.
That could change the election outcome.
Yeah.
And that's really the only
thing that could change the outcome, right?
Yeah, right. And we will hear evidence presented today during the arguments or during the debate in both the House and the Senate, which will go into both chambers. This is only the third time in American history since the passage of the 1887 Electoral Count Act that we've actually seen a Senate and House sponsor push the Electoral College debate into 2 hours, at least 2 hours of debate in both the House and Senate. It looks like it's probably going to be only three of the six disputed states will be debated. That's going to be Pennsylvania, Georgia, and Arizona. So there's Georgia in the news again today.
Right. And you know, this is not a totally, the Democrats would have you think that this is highly unusual, and as you mentioned, Fred, I mean, in fact, it happened in 2017, except I think it was Maxine Waters who was leading the fight then against Donald Trump. They just didn't have the support in the Senate.
That's what I'm saying. What is rare is getting the support in the Senate. But, yeah, there were, I think, about 11 different objections from House Democrats in 2017, objecting to everything under the sun to keep Donald Trump from becoming president. They didn't get a Senate sponsor. Similarly, back in 2001, there were 20 different House Democratic objections to awarding George W. Bush the election during this joint session. They didn't get a Senate sponsor. Essentially, every time a Republican wins a presidential election, House Democrats will object. Usually, there is not an objection. However, going back to 1969, after the 1968 election, there was an objection sponsored by both the House and the Senate. That was sort of more of a technical matter about a faithless elector out of North Carolina. But in 2005, despite what some people have said, in 2005 there was the potential to overturn the election, and because Barbara Boxer and Stephanie Tubbs Jones both sponsored an objection that to the electoral votes in Ohio. That's switching the Ohio vote would have awarded the election to John Kerry.
Right. Yeah.
So it's a bit
hypocritical for the Democrats to say, hey, you know, this is going down the wrong path here. I mean, of all the most recent ones in recent history, that the objections have been by the Democrats. So it's going to be interesting to watch. Fred Lucas on our guest line. Fred is the author of Abuse of Power: Inside the 3-Year Campaign to Impeach Donald Trump. Go to your favorite bookseller, Amazon, or your local bookstore and pick up a copy. Read this article on the Daily Signal, Three Keys to Understanding Senator's Proposal to Audit Presidential Election. Of course, we're going to see that unfold today. Fred, always good to have you. Have a blessed day. Appreciate your time this morning.